Energy prices are lower this morning despite the U.S. and Iran exchanging fire in the Persian Gulf. Joining us now, Matt Smith, Kepler Director of Commodity Research. Matt, great to have you with us. So it seems like oil should be higher, and it's not. So what do you make of the action?
We're just volatile here, right, in terms of that financial index. Mm-hmm. Physical prices are higher here, but what you also have to look at is the products. Product prices are much higher even still here, and so that's where the real problem is showing up, and that's where it's going to continue to show up here. So
you're really concerned about jet fuel, and a lot of people are planning their summer vacations or have their plans, and they're planning to go to places like Europe. What do you say to them?
Just in the last couple of weeks, we've seen 12,000 flights being cancelled. That's 2 million seats. That is just for
12,000.
May. Yes, okay. Exactly. In terms of jet fuel exports on a global basis, we see about 2 million barrels a day being exported normally. Last month, we saw 1.3 million barrels a day. So it's not just the fact that you're not getting jet fuel out of the Middle East because they are the large exporters of the stuff, but it's the fact that Asia is not getting the crude that it needs to refine into the jet fuel, and so they're trying to meet their domestic needs, and they're struggling to meet the export needs as well. And so it is a series of dominoes that are falling here. And so jet is the first one to go. Asia is the first region, but it's going to spread across the globe, and it's also going to spread across the products as well. So, you know, the national average here for gasoline is approaching $4.50 a gallon. Yep. You know, as oil prices tick higher, $5, $10 higher, that's going to be reflected through into incremental increases at the pump.